Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know if you saw this, but after the Padres made their big signing yesterday, care to know what their odds jumped from to? They were 100-1 to win the World Series.
I'm going
to
guess 100-1.
They dropped to 66-1. Now, their win total only went up 2.
Yeah, I read you their starting rotation, projected starting rotation.
Oh, but AJ, they have the best farm system.
No, well, I'm not saying they can't be good 3-4 years from now, but this year, 100-1, that's still, I mean, I still don't know if I'd bet on them at 100-1.
Victor was actually in Guatemala for the Dynamo game last night and gave us 5 quick points on that.
And Guatemala? Like the country? Or is there a city in Texas called Guatemala?
No, it was, they played some team called Guastatoya.
And so people,
in the CONCACAF Champions League.
And there are fans who went on that road trip?
Apparently, yeah. They were like,
you guys are so stupid.
They're like 50 people, allegedly.
I can't wait until one of you gets kidnapped or sold into the sex trade. I'm not going to feel bad one bit.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. Honestly, I think we've got enough stuff from today's show for stupid stuff already.
We might.
It's been a lively show, to say the least. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and all you have to, Aaron showing us, he's already written down a bunch of stuff. Yeah, so if you call, text, tweet, or want to participate in the fun and frivolity and weirdness that's going on, put odds on it. Also, before we get to this, I need to give away some more tickets to the racetrack Saturday night.
Do it up.
Want to come hang with me, and then this is going to lead us into another discussion. But at 6:07, we'll take the fifth caller at 6:07. That's in 2 minutes, so don't call before then. You win 4 tickets to come hang out Saturday night in the special ESPN section, free buffet, get to hang with me, and it'll be fun.
Hanging with the Falcon.
And we'll have some winners. So, 6:07, 5 minutes.
And some unprotected sex.
No.
No? Wrong party.
Yeah. and listen, I'm not going to start debating with Houston fan why Dallas is a better sports town.
Uh-oh, is that what the text line wants you to do?
Of course. Now, listen, as a city, it sucks. I wouldn't live there. You couldn't pay me enough to live there.
I'm with you.
It's on my list of about 5 cities in America I'd never live in, along with Baltimore, Atlanta. Detroit, I would live in Windsor and commute. That's the only reason I would live there.
What about Cleveland?
No, I wouldn't live in Cleveland. Baltimore's off my list.
Okay.
DC's off my list. But, as a city, I hate it. I hate the traffic. I hate the.
What about Tallahassee?
Honestly, I don't. The only city in Florida I'd consider is Tampa.
Okay.
Everybody else is off the books there, too. Maybe Lauderdale, but.
What about Mobile, Alabama?
Not a chance in hell. Louisville I'd live in.
No, we're talking about places you wouldn't live.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that. But, I mean, as far as big cities go, because
let's face it. Branson, Missouri?
See,
excuse me, Branson, Missouri.
In any place in Missouri, I'm out on.
Well, really?
Yeah, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas City has those giant tornadoes that scare the crap out of me.
What about St. Louis, Missouri?
Never St. Louis. St. Louis, not a chance in hell. Kansas City, maybe. Okay. No, but the reality is, if I move,
it's I think the tornadoes only happen on the Kansas side, by the way.
Oh, okay, in that case. Yeah. No, if I move somewhere, it's going to be another big city. So really, I can't see myself going to Jacksonville, for instance. Even though I like Jacksonville, and it wouldn't be a horrible place to live. I can't see myself doing it.
Mm-mm.
So the next move is another big city. I think the smallest city I would live in is probably Calgary.
The smallest city you would live in is Regina.
No, I wouldn't live there. If I lived I'd live in Saskatoon, maybe.
Okay.
But even that's not really possible because, you know, there's certain things like even if I'm just writing and playing poker and doing the website, it's not easy to get anywhere from Saskatoon. Like if I want to fly to Vegas, I have to fly through Calgary anyway, so I'd live in Calgary. But how did I get off on this? I don't even know where I was going with it.
Talking about crappy cities you would live in, Houston versus Dallas.
Yeah, well, no, listen, but from a sports perspective, they have a much better, for one of the Cowboys, a much more established brand than the Texans will ever be nationally on top of that. They've got more sports. They actually have hockey. We don't. That's a win for them. They've won an NBA title more recently than Houston has. Win for them. They actually have a NASCAR track. That's a win for them.
Is it though?
No, I mean, that's a big deal to people who do it. So
we have that purple raceway.
Yeah, but that's drag racing. That's not NASCAR. Mm. There's no dead Dale Earnhardts in that one.
No.
All right. Regardless, that's why it's not a debate. So don't even try, Houston. You have a better city and more things to do outside of sports. Be happy with that. And you have the Blitz. So it's too bad this didn't happen for Hey Man Bleep That, but I want you to tell the story that you were telling me.
For those of you who, a lot of you have noticed, I say like act like none of you have noticed because none of you have tweeted me about it. There's been plenty of you tweet me about it. I haven't been posting my picks on Twitter anymore because they've been on pregame.com. And today I got this tweet from someone who is a subscriber of mine at pregame. Hey, I'm a subscriber of yours on pregame. And it seems like most of your plays end up being very close games, down to the wire. I've been sweating buckets ever since I subscribed. Sure would be nice to have a no-sweat winner every now and then. And what's the appropriate response to something like that? Wah.
It's a subscriber.
Right.
It's a little, you know what, though, to be honest with you? The subscribers rarely complain. The people who complain are people who get crap for free. Subscribers get it. And they get your thought process, even if you're having a bad stretch or a bad year. They get that they're paying for it, and you know, they're generally supporting you that way. It's the people who get the free picks that usually are the problem. So, yeah. And what I've tried to respond to people before is, you know, here's what my thought process is. Here's what I'm trying to, you know, here's what I'm trying to accomplish. This is why I do this the way I do. In that case, you know, I don't know how to even respond to that. Other than, and to be fair, I sit here and watch you sweat these things like crazy.
Of course I do.
I
wish that they were all super easy. Yeah.
If you want a sure thing, bet something that's -1,000. Buy Apple stock.
Well, buy it a while back.
Yeah, it's a little late for that now. Yeah, I've pretty much gotten to where here's the people I ignore messages from. Well, Twitter or whatever. the flat-out trolls who are just trying to engage you in something. I had to block a guy earlier this week who was just trying to suck me into something, and I was nice enough to respond to his first tweet and kind of tell him, hey, dude, this is kind of the thing I block people over. So he did it again, so I blocked him.
Okay.
So flat-out troll, just trying to troll me. I don't pay any attention to blanket statement guy. That I'll just ignore.
So you as a rule, you blanketly ignore blanket statement.
Pretty
guys.
Much, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All of them, not
not all of them.
No. Not on a case by case basis. It's just a no.
But no, I mean the same guy saying blanket statement stuff all the time.
Okay,
not just one. Every now and then, a blanket statement makes sense. Like the guy who emailed you is kind of a weird. That's a blanket statement.
Yeah, he might not be weird. He just...
But no, people who... here's a better one. People who email stuff like that are weirds. Period.
That's fair.
And then, like, some of this applies to the text line. Like, guys who say, talk more this, talk more that, I don't pay any attention to them. On Twitter, I don't pay attention to anybody whose tweets start with the liberals or the Republicans or Trump. I pretty much ignore all those. And most of all, I ignore people who bitch about free bets.
Yeah.
Because nobody's sticking a gun to your head saying, hey, go bet this. And then you bitch when we don't win.
It's crazier to bitch about winning bets. Well, that's too close.
And I've told that story about the time I picked 10 straight races at Sam Houston. And then the one I missed right after that, the guy screaming at me for the $40 he lost. And I'm like, where were you the last 10 races? And, you know, you're never going to win. I get it. People want to bitch. If you paid your money for it, bitch all you want. I got no problem with that. I'll take that. That's part of the business. But if you're taking free picks and then bitching about them.
Carrie's my kind of guy. Says, I'm a subscriber. I don't give a bleep how close it is as long as it wins. That's me. It's a lot. I just like opening up that account the next day and going, yep. Got him. That's all I care about, isn't it?
And listen, there's free picks out there.
There are.
You're doing that podcast. You guys are giving picks on that, or certainly opinions.
Well, that's the thing I've noticed about doing that podcast is if we give out those for free, people pay for picks, and if I miss a big pick that people paid for, I don't hear much of it. If I miss a free pick that I gave out on the podcast, I might as well have killed someone's grandmother.
Yeah.
I mean, I started out 1-2 on my picks, and they were like, dude, you better step your game up or RJ is going to fire you. I was like, well, RJ, I don't think RJ is going to fire me because RJ's got some sense in his head about, you know, you're not going to win every bet. That's not how gambling works. But B, RJ also knows that If my picks aren't on pregame, I won't I'll still be able to make my mortgage payment. I'll be okay. I'll survive. I've done it. I gave out my picks for free for a long ass time.
Yeah.
And yet somehow I still made my truck note every month.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why I finally decided to do it is because, I've been doing and like the picks for Sam Houston are still free, but. Been doing it for so long, and the reality is I was taking so much grief over that. It's like, well, if I'm going to take the grief, I might as well charge for them.
People that pay for your picks are less likely to bitch about them than people who get them for free.
Yeah.
And I had a guy who sent me a thing like, dude, I lost big money on that play. Which, by the way, it was the Creighton-Xavier game like last week or a week and a half ago. It should have been an easy cover. It was a pick'em game. Creighton was up by 5 with like 20 seconds left. And they had the ball, and they threw it into the backcourt and basically just gave it away. And it was like an inexplicable loss. And he was – which, first of all, I'd rather have the one-time loss bad luck than just be a bad handicapper and not know – like have lucked out and been on the right side. That's not what you want long-term. But this guy was like, I lost big money because of that game. And then he sends me a picture of his ticket, and it was the third leg of a three-leg parlay for $20. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry you lost that $20 on my free pick. That's I feel horrible.
Yeah, but you know what? I get it that if you're going to invest in it, great. But that's why I give all that money to charity.
And if I tell anybody that, hey, this is my best bet this week, if you're losing money on it, guess what? Me too.
Well, and again, I think the people who are purchasing the picks get that. They realize that if you're losing your ass, they're losing their ass, you're losing your ass too. And the people who send you $20 parlay tickets, I don't think they, I mean, that, if that's their investment, they're not getting it. But that's cool. But like I said, like the horse picks, and we'll do a bunch during the Triple Crown. We'll do the, I did some free picks for people last year and the paid ones. And the paid ones are all the ones that I do. And everybody who bought those packages, that money all goes to charity. I don't even keep it. And if I lose, I lose. If I win, I win. But I also think at some point, you know, I did it for free for so long.
Right.
That it's kind of like, well, if people are willing to pay for it, why am I doing that? And
you're a man of the people.
No, I am a man of the people, but I still give them winners all the time. And you're doing the same thing. You're giving them free winners too, except for they're bitching about it. But
like if you followed me bet for bet since I've been on pregame, you'd be up over a grand.
There you go.
And I mean, if you're betting more, it'd be more. But
yeah, depending on
what those packages, your unit is.
And those packages are really reasonable, by the way. It's like you can buy the whole rest of the year. You can buy packages tied to other guys. So
and I'm not asking any. I'm not out like asking people to buy my stuff. It's just there, and if they want it, cool. I'm not soliciting anything. It's available to you.
Yeah, the same thing. I don't push that at all. It's there. If people ask, I tell them. But, you know, for the most part, I don't make a big deal out of it. And if you want it, it's there. Great. And if not, okay. Tell you what else you should look into, though, because if you're paying too high of an interest rate on your credit cards, and that's most people, you can consolidate multiple credit card payments down to one at a lower rate with LightStream. And, guys, this is such a good deal. If you've got good credit, they really want to help you out. You can refinance all your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay, and that's a fixed rate. It'll never go up. Zero fees. You can apply online in minutes. It's so easy, you don't even need to leave your house. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it's a lot higher than 6.14%. They want to reward people with good credit with a low rate and an easy process. And if you want to save even more, how about this? Blitzers will get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. It's funny because Texter was giving me grief about my horse picks today.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I hadn't watched the races today. I was actually wanted to spend some time in the gym after I got my work done. Five winners in the nine races. I had one horse that I picked that didn't hit the board in nine races. In five winners. I'm trying to figure out what the hell he's talking about. Again, I can't do much better than that. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
People assume if you are in any way looked at as an expert that you're just guaranteed to win everything. And that's just not how. It's not how anything in the world works.
No. And we've always tried.
I wish it was. It'd be super awesome.
Yeah. You know, we've always been honest about that. I mean, when I have losing streaks, I'm the first one to come out and say it, man. It's like, hey, I suck right now. You know? But.
So RJ sent, or this guy had tweeted to me, he was like, your best bets should be. 60% or better. That's the expectation. And RJ comes on and is like, he said, zero games have a 60% chance of winning. The goal of the pod is to handicap the big games and give one best bet about a 55% chance. If you want every best bet from a pregame pro, luckily they offer an all-access subscription. Because somebody was saying, I think you're giving out losers on the podcast and then saving all your winners for the people who are paying for picks. Like, think about the logic behind that. I've got this podcast that we're averaging 85,000 listens per podcast, which I'm super stoked about. I think it's awesome.
It's a good number.
Which is a great marketing tool to sell picks. But if I only give out losers on the podcast, who listens to a podcast and go, man, that's a bunch of losing plays. I better give this guy some money so he gives me the good ones.
Exactly.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Man, there's some dumb people out there, man. Some real dumb people.
Well, and listen, it's only going to get worse because the reality is with gambling becoming more prominent, then and people are able to do it legally, you're going to have a lot more people who don't quite understand. And let's be honest, there's a bunch of scumbags in this business selling picks too. And that's going to be, you're going to get painted with that brush, even though I don't think it's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I love doing business with RJ and pregame, and we try to be upfront about everything. And you guys have heard RJ on the show enough that, you know, I feel like we're straightforward about stuff.
Try to be.
As much as possible. And nobody's trying to scam you. Nobody's giving you, you know, two different picks so that if you call one number, you get one, and you call the other, and that way 50% of the time you're going to get somebody. Nobody's doing that. And, you know, we transparency in this is the most important thing. And the reason is, and there's actually a story about how with sports betting now, there's insider trading laws that are being put in, and there should be. And it should be transparent, and you should be open. And, hey,
I mean, there's literally a log of every pick I make on that website.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I had a really bad college football year, and it's all right there. And I lost every one of those bets that I put on there. And I'll bounce back because, yeah, and, you know, I also put a lot of stuff for free. I give away a lot of free CFL picks that don't count in there that people hit because we don't really have a CFL setup in there where you can do it. So, you know, it's hit and miss, and, you know, you just want to hit more than you miss. And I want the people to win money. I've always wanted the people to win money. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, I don't want to be too Nashville heavy today, but I got another Nashville story for you.
Okay, give it to me.
As soon as it loads, it's taking a while. A man was arrested on public intoxication charges after he tipped servers $22,000 at a downtown hotel bar. It all started when friends called police after they said they received strange texts from him talking about taking drugs that increased his intelligence and drinking while carrying a gun.
Seems legit.
Yeah. He also made bizarre statements about giving away his child on Facebook.
That's illegal. That's a crime.
I don't know if you found. Get him a better home than a guy who's sitting here taking drugs to increase his intelligence and drink and carry a gun. Police say when officers found him at the JW Marriott Hotel on 8th Avenue South, he admitted to drinking all day and smoking marijuana while carrying his firearm. Hotel staff told police he'd also caused a disruption at the bar because he made several high-dollar tips amounting to $22,000, and waitresses were competing to serve him, something hotel management said interfered with the operation of the bar. He eventually gave police his firearm. Officer says because he had bloodshot, watery eyes, and smelled of alcohol, they arrested him on charges of public intoxication and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. Hotel management could not be immediately reached for comment.
Thanks, hotel management.
Man, it must be nice to have 22 grand to tip with.
Yeah.
That's, I honestly have been drunk enough to be arrested for public intoxication. I never have, but I'm pretty sure I've been.
Oh, you've been there for sure. Yeah. I've seen you there.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen you there too, so let's not act like I'm the only one. But I didn't realize that was a thing, that they would arrest you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm going to have to stop.
Nah.
No, I mean, I can get intoxicated at home and nobody, I'm not public, right?
No.
It's legal if I pass out on my own couch.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Reminder that Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight from 7 to 9.
All right. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, this is me trying to save you some money. Grab your smartphone, and our friends at TGS Insurance are about to save you some big bucks on your home policy, all without ever having to talk to an agent, which is probably the best part of the whole deal. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone came along, made it take 15 minutes to save a few percent. Well, TGS Insurance was like, let's up the game. Let's make it even easier. They've built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. And you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You'll reply with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings are legit. The online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance. That could be you saving that money. You don't even need to wait till your renewal, because they'll take care of the back end. You could free your mind and fatten your wallet, guys. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote today. Start saving now with TGS Insurance. Carbach had a show this last week, and it was awesome. And they decided, you know what, let's do another one. And let's rock out a little bit. The Light Circus Spring Break Concert 2019, Saturday, March 16th at the brewery. How about Ghostland Observatory being the headliners? DJ Neon Indian is performing as well. It's going to be a feast for the senses as light and sound combined with great tasting beer for a memorable experience. And while you're there, you get a sneak peek of a tasting of an upcoming beer at Carbach. How about that? Grab your tickets today at carbachbrewing.com. And I tell you all the time, if you haven't made it out to the restaurant, you are missing out, friends. It's a brewery and dining experience unlike anywhere else in the city. They've got a fantastic dynamic menu, and everything pairs well with the beer they've got. The poutine, Fred's a Canadian, and he'll speak to this. The poutine, legit. It's legit, man. They are opening. They're open daily from 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. They serve brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with everything they've got going on. And when you're out and about, pick up your favorite Carbach beer, or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Your home for Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis is ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, guys, I'm going to talk about this a little bit the next couple days, but Sunday, March 3rd is the Terry Fox Run. This is something that I push pretty hard every year, take place in. They do a 5K, 10K. You could walk. You can push a stroller. You don't have to go out there and run. I'm going to go out there and run. This is going to be my first 5K in a while.
Uh-oh.
I could probably do 10. But
will you throw up?
No. Not in a 5. A 10, I might.
Nice. I want you to run the 10.
I probably could, but I haven't.
I want you to puke.
I haven't run in a while, and I'm kind of, my training schedule's been, I'm just now getting back to training, so I'm
going to. Just push yourself, man.
No. I'm an old, but I haven't decided yet, but I got to get signed up tonight. But just go to, basically, the cool thing is, Saturday and Sunday is the t-shirt pickup, and it's at the Maple Leaf.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be there Sunday drinking at the Maple Leaf.
Then what else is different from every other Sunday? Well,
I just haven't been there in a couple Sundays.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically, look up Terry Fox Run Houston. I'm going to tweet out the link again tonight when I get home. I'll also put it on Facebook. So please come participate. I can almost guarantee you there will be an after party.
Okay.
For those of you who like the after party.
If someone were to bring your book to the run, would you sign it while running?
If they asked, absolutely.
You'd sweat on it and everything?
If they want that, sure.
Gross.
I had a text I want to respond to.
Okay.
Says, let's throw it back to a topic from a few weeks ago. You said you would believe in time travel if a descendant of yours comes back and gives you a big winner. But imagine someone approaches you tomorrow with that claim and you promptly run like hell from the crazy guy who escaped from the loony bin. Okay. But if he was a time traveler, then you'd have missed your chance at the big winner and therefore changing your life.
It has to be somebody I know that died.
Yeah. And he says, kind of a tricky scenario, right? And I go, no, not really, because if time travel's real, then that first one he's going to have to give me to prove to me that, okay, I'll listen to you on the next one.
Yeah.
He can time travel again. That's the thing. That's why it doesn't work. He can travel back in time all he wants. He can do it.
What if it's a one-time shot as time travel goes?
Then
you're
it
not going to benefit.
No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't exist. One-time shot. If you can't, because you know what ruined that? Terminator. Mm. Remember? They could only go through one time, and then guess what happened? Second movie.
Yeah.
And then a third movie. So no, there is no one-time deal for it. I'll tell you what else ruined it. Deadpool 2, because Cable could only come back once and go back once, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened? They went and jacked with the thing and killed baby Hitler.
It's true.
Except it didn't make the film. Anyway, 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And a lot of people telling me that, well, he really got in trouble because he was drunk with the gun there, but... They also said they can throw you in jail if you're on your porch, so stay indoors. What if I'm out on my balcony and I pass out?
On your porch? You can? I don't believe that.
I don't know, man. That's
your property.
Is that considered public intoxication? Because I'm on my balcony sometimes, and occasionally I might smoke a little weed.
Well, that's, I mean.
But no, I'd be publicly intoxicated on my balcony.
Yeah. I don't think that's public. I mean, you're in private property.
Yeah. I'll have to ask Lawyer Dave. He'll know that.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm pretty sure that that's the situation.
I'll find out for real. Jason won the tickets. Is asking what time is the SHRP event? 7 o'clock is the races start at 7:15. I'm there from 7 until 9, and if the night's going well, I'll stay longer than that. We'll just have to see. Depends, but yeah, that'll be fun. Come on out 7 to 9. Jeff's question, I'm the only one who would understand, and no chance, too late, but picked him up on my fantasy team, and I'm not even going to make the playoffs in hockey for the first time ever. The first time since we had this league.
Then why'd you pick up somebody instead of throwing me a bone?
Well, I don't know if the trade deadline's passed, because if it hasn't, I'll trade you the guy. He's already got 3 shutouts in 15 games.
Bro.
But I'm still holding out hope that I can...
If you're the Phillies, I'm the Astros, like whichever one of us is out of it,
yeah, I know.
Need to help each other out here.
I will talk off air. There's other people in this league listening. So, hey, is that Lawyer Dave? Well, he'll have an answer for us. I knew he'd be listening.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Lawyer Dave, am I right? Are you allowed to get drunk at your own house, even if you go outside?
Yeah, as long as you don't get on public property, which would be in front of your sidewalk. Or create a disturbance for one of your neighbors, or start shooting your pellet gun at cars going by.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm not a lawyer, but I know some stuff.
What about shooting your pellet guns at squirrels? Because I know a guy who does that sometimes.
I don't do that anymore,
that
first of all.
That kind of gets people fired up. I would think they're probably a protected species. I don't know the answer to that one.
I think they're varmin.
Well... In my opinion, they are, too. We used to eat them when I was growing up as a kid, but my wife frowns on that sort of behavior these days.
Yeah, I only shot them because I had big pecan trees in my yard, and they would always eat one bite out of a pecan and then throw it on the grass. And then when I would walk out in my yard, I'd step on it, and I'd be in pain. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to end this. And I did for a lot of squirrels. A lot of squirrels.
Well, that's a good youthful behavior, I must say.
Well, I was a grown man.
Let me add one thing too, AJ. I've listened to your podcast. That is outstanding stuff.
Thank you, man.
And I'm pleased that you get so many looks.
I appreciate that.
All right, hey Dave. Steak night tomorrow, buddy.
Hey, I'll be there.
All right, man. We'll see you. I told you.
I'm not even a lawyer, and I knew.
Well, I'm all concerned about this now because, like, I
drink and I know things, well, Fred.
I know. I stopped drinking and driving because I had enough close calls, but now I feel like I've had enough close calls where I could have easily been arrested for public intoxication. I'm stopping. No more.
No more drinking in public. I don't believe.
No, I'll drink in public, but I'm not going to get like plastered. right?
Don't believe you.
I'm going to get to a certain point, and then I'm going to stop because I don't want to get PI'd.
All right. It's not a big deal. It's like a jaywalking ticket.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to get a jaywalking ticket either because I want to run over jaywalkers. You know how I feel about jaywalkers. So if you're comparing it to that, now you're just making it worse for me.
I'm just saying it's pretty it's not a big deal. It's not like it's going to, you know,
I know, but
put you in jail.
You know, I don't like having things like that on my record,
all right,
sir.
Man. You got a good lawyer.
I do. That's the best thing. Hey, guys. And I was telling you when I went to the gym today, it was kind of cool looking in the mirror and not being completely disgusted. And it's thanks to now 7.5 inches now off my waist from the Zorona laser treatment and Innovative Lasers of Houston. And the great thing is they guarantee you're going to lose up to 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. 2 weeks of treatment, 3 to 11 inches. I'm going to go in and do another round here starting next week, get another 3 to 11 off. And if you're one of the first 100 to call, 281-888-3094, mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions for free. And the best part is if you want to go in for a consultation, find out what they're about, it's free. Take advantage of this offer. You can lose inches and fat. There's no painful procedures. There's no downtime. It's really easy. I sit in there and listen to music, or I listen to AJ's podcast while I'm in there. And basically 20 minutes, you flip over another 20 minutes and you're done. And I usually go to the gym right after. That's how good I feel because there's really nothing to it and nothing invasive at all. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5 to get that 50% off of the regular price and 3 sessions for free. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, gang, check out JesusTheNovel.com to get the greatest gambling novel ever written. I feel strongly about that. If you like to play poker or horses or drink or like...
I like all those things.
You like the Mafia?
They seem like bad guys, but I mean...
Some of them are good.
I like stories about the Mafia.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
I like stories about the Mafia. Okay. How about that?
I mean, if you like that... And
I don't necessarily like, you know, racketeering and murder, but...
Well, again, I think there's good and bad people on both sides, AJ. Anyway, go to JesusTheNovel.com. Please check it out and tweet it out today, but we'll be doing a signing in Beaumont here sometime in March.
Cool.
So it looks like March, and I will let you guys know. I'll be making a trip over to visit my friends in Beaumont. And for those of you, I promised I'd stay with a drink afterwards on the next trip over there. You will hold me to that.
All right.
On this trip. So basically the Popes. All right. Let's do deaths. And okay. We start with 1982 Thelonious Monk, American jazz pianist and composer. Are you familiar with him?
Mm-hmm. You hating on Thelonious?
I've heard the name, but I couldn't tell you who he was.
I actually tried to get my wife to name our son Thelonious.
I tried to get my son Monk, but, you know.
Actually, that's not true. I did try to get her to name our second son Miles, and she didn't like the name Miles.
I like Miles.
I thought it was a cool name,
too. Pretty cool name.
But she was hating on it.
Okay. McLean Stevenson, 1996, from MASH, dead of a heart attack.
All right.
66, not a good run.
It's solid.
2003, Johnny Page.
He was in the war.
Well, that's true. 2005, Hunter S. Thompson, 67 years old. That's a good run for Hunter S. Thompson.
Right.
And
he lived hard and fast.
One of my influences. Let's see. Sports figures. Charlie Finley, who owned the A's, 1996, died at 76. Wow. Eddie Matthews, 2001, Hall of Fame third baseman. Hit 512 home runs.
Okay. Dead at 69. He was so good that he put him on the list twice.
Yeah, he did. He died twice, 2001 and 2015.
Yeah, which what is it?
Okay, this is our time travel guy. We've got it figured out.
Time travel guy is Eddie Matthews?
Either that or he's, you know, he's Jesse Christian.
2001, it must have been a typo.
Okay.
On.
All right.
Gary Carter in 2012, 57 years old. I have an Expos Gary Carter jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The wife, I told her to bring me back some kind of Expos thing when she was in Montreal. That's what you could find.
There you go.
Eddie Matthews, still dead again.
Yep, died again, 2015.
Okay, none of these guys are any good. Let's go to the political figures. 1294, Kublai Khan, the Mongol emperor and founder of the Yuan dynasty in China.
Solid emperor.
He sounds like a badass. Okay, I
Vicente Guerrero, Vladimir Guerrero's youngest son, died in 1831.
Uncle. I don't know who John Dickinson is. Did I miss a history class? What did he do? American lawyer and governor of Delaware and Pennsylvania. Was he somebody who was in the war?
No, Aaron puts too many names on the list. He doesn't. He's not good at crossing out the ones that we think are stupid.
Yeah, let's try a good one here. 1996, Chester Nimitz, American admiral, had an aircraft carrier named after him. That's pretty good.
Also made it through life named Chester. I always respect a man who made it his whole life.
Well,
there's so many molester jokes.
There's also Chester A. Arthur, who was a president, but he didn't die in this week.
That's a double good name.
Yeah. 1960. Okay. Robert Oppenheimer, father of the atomic bomb, died of throat cancer. Okay. Some of these are terrible. Let's get to 1915. Frank James, who was the lesser James. I mean, Jesse James was a good one.
Yeah.
But he died in 1915. Little known fact, Frank James... later in his life, was a trainer at the fairgrounds, a horse trainer. Yeah.
What about Rick James?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. 1973, Frank Costello, probably a top 10 mobster. Died of a heart attack. Good run for him. Dolly the sheep in 2003, the first mammal to be cloned.
So sad.
All right. That was bad. All right, 270. St. Valentine died. Martin Luther in 1546. Frederick Douglass. Geronimo. Nat King Cole. Harry Carey. Dale Earnhardt.
Michelangelo.
Harper Lee. Oh, I missed Michelangelo.
Yeah, Ninja Turtle.
I should have done the best deaths first. There were no porn stars.
Dale Earnhardt.
Harry Carey.
Dale Earnhardt. Little known fact. Dale Earnhardt did porno at one point. So that's why he had that mustache.
Ah. What are you saying about mustaches?
It was in the 70s. If you had a standalone mustache, you did porno.
All right. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.